Hello, this is Claire Randall.
I can't do that. You're bad.
We were on. What's your name?
Paul Hopkins. Paul Hopkins and Claire Randall.
Yeah. Claire Randall, Paul Hopkins.
Yeah.
Together either way. So we're going to talk a little bit about the headphones. And hello, Blind Abilities, everyone, by the way. Sorry.
And happy Christmas.
And a happy new year.
Yeah, we'll be back before then.
God bless Tiny Tim.
Is that a Scrooge? I'm sorry.
No one sailed in Tiny Tim. He was ill.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
No, he survived. He did. Only because Scrooge did the right thing. Yeah. Oh, bless him. Yeah. I love Christmas Carol.
We must watch the Muppets.
He's trying to get me to watch the Muppets.
The Muppets Christmas. Oh, yeah, Blind Abilities, please do all come back and tell us the virtues of the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
it's and awesome.
If we were to listen to the Muppets Christmas Carol, what headphones would we use, do you think?
Oh, don't be so facetious.
We're getting back to the headphone point. That was seamless, you've got to admit. Okay.
We wouldn't, because we would be listening to it together.
Headphones with splitters. Don't start all that malarkey. All right, then. So, who's doing what here? I've got lots of ideas on headphones.
Blind Man 12V, I apologise, I don't know your name.
Yeah.
I've just listened to your response, Boo, and I haven't listened to all the responses that say...
I've listened to JLL's, so I'll talk about that one in a minute.
But what I agree with
pretty much what JLL said, by the way.
Yeah, whatever he said, yeah. What I would say, though, is that, blind man, you're not looking... I apologise, I don't know your name. But what he was basically saying is he's not looking for it for music purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do a lot worse than just go out and buy.
The Apple job is
£25.
The only disadvantage is they're moulded so that they're for anyone's ears and they've got no phones or anything. They're supposed to be moulded in such a way that they don't have a seam, but they have a little one and it gets on your ears after a bit. It gets on your nerves. But for £25, they are very good.
That's all you're looking for, is to like stick one headphone in. Because I use one. I've got a set of Sennheisers and they're great. But equally.
You got in-ear Sennheisers, which are fine, but for the fact that you have to put them in your ears. And if you've got little ears like yours, I think they're fine. You can push them in and then you start to get your bass response. I think there's one that Steve was saying that they they're set at a flat response. So no EQ in. Definitely you have to push those into your ears. The Bose ones...
But he's not looking for it for music, per se. So.
Yeah, but sound and comfort and whatever, I think, is important. So I think that the Bose... Your Sennheisers have a mic on, don't they? And I have to say, the mic is exceptional on yours. I'd say the mic is better on yours than it is on mine. In fact, make your own judgment. I'm speaking through my Bose. I forgot that.
Actually, do you want to swap out and see?
Oh, hang on. We'll swap out and see. And so this is with Bose in-ear headphones that were £150. Don't remind me to talk about the other Bose Bluetooth as well. These are wired headphones, okay? So these are the ones that, again, JLL mentioned, where you put the earphone goes into your ear sort of sideways in, it feels like. So that the main body of the headphone almost feels like it's going in sideways. And then it does have this sort of lug almost, which is they trademark it as stay here comfort technology or whatever. And it's like a silicone rubber thing that goes, as was said, into the lobe of your ear and fits around. I mean, they're beautiful to wear. You can wear them for hours. And
I don't particularly like them.
I love the sound of them, though. As soon as I put them in my ears, I thought, I hope they're good. And boom, I was like, oh, yeah. Nice lot of bass.
I do like Bose.
Nice round sound. Well, we can come on to the Bluetooth ones. Oh, yeah, we do. So what I'm going to do is swap out. So we're going to swap out for some Sennheisers. Hang on a second. Okay, so now we've swapped out. Now, these cost...
They're £129. Yeah. You can get a decent set of Sennheisers for about £69.
The thing I like over yours to mine is I think your wires are a bit thinner than mine.
Mm.
Mine feel like they're latched... possibly a bit longer. Your wires are thinner. But what they do is this... I've just got my hand over it. It didn't make a lot of noise. But your controller, which has got quite a tactile...
It's got very defined controls.
Defined up, down, path of play, pause, cue, review, all in one button. is that the microphone is exceptional, but they're metal. So it actually, it's a shame in a way. You'd think with these people, they'd actually build slightly more robust wiring, because the metal, the casing and everything for the controller is fully metal, isn't it? It's full like an aluminium. Mm-hmm. So they're nice. They're really nice. It's quite heavy. That is quite reassuring. So then anyway, this is the difference between the mic. I suspect it's going to be quite a lot crisp, more of a crisp sort of sound. As opposed to mine. And the Apple headphones have got a similar crisp sound, haven't they? So
Yeah, and the Apple ones aren't too bad. And Apple do more expensive ones as well.
Do they?
Yeah, I didn't realise until I went looking for the other day on the Apple app. That they are more expensive. You can buy Apple headphones up to £100. So it's worth going to look in the Apple store.
If you go to the Bose shop, if you are interested in Bose, they can, even the ones that go in your ear, a lot of them won't let you try them in your ears at other shops, but the Bose do.
Aftershocks, I wouldn't touch with a barge pole. No. It'd be brutal. The Bluetooth, I wouldn't go with Bluetooth headphones, if I'm honest, because I just think the wireless idea is great, but the microphones are usually rubbish, because you don't have the, it's kind of like shouting.
What happens is that the... Where you've got voice quality now of a nice quality.
It's almost like talking at
It reverts back to a mobile phone type quality, a very low audible quality when you're using the Bluetooth function, which is a bit disconcerting when, for example, I've got the Bose over-the-ear headphones, again, I think they're 150, 200 quid or whatever, and they are beautiful to listen to.
The Bluetooth ones are lovely.
Yeah. But as soon as you make a call, I mean, it won't pick Siri up, for example, most of the time.
No.
You go, you say something like, call Claire's house, and it says, like, I don't know where is, or something.
And four decent Bluetooth headphones, you have to pay, like, over the odds.
Well, I'm not even sure, to be honest, that the technology is there for you to have voice quality over Bluetooth.
No, I don't think there's voice quality, but I'm talking FaceTime. Music quality.
Music quality, well, yeah, again, it's
you bought a set of...
I have.
Were they Beats? They were Beats.
No,
were they
no, Beats? Mine are Bose.
No, the ones you took back.
Took back? Did I take some back?
Yeah, you bought a set.
You want about the Bluetooth ones?
Yeah.
Oh, the Bluetooth ones were not even musical quality, really. They were not that good. They were.
But they were a reputable brand. I think they were Beats ones.
No. I'll tell you who they were. Think Plantronics. Crumbs. What are they called? Oh, it's doing my head in. Hang on. I'm going to have to pause a minute. The all-round Bluetooth ones that I bought were the first ones I took back were Jawbone. The only advantage with them is that they spoke instructions through your ears as to how to use them. So, please hold and press whatever to do such and such. And so I took those back.
They were very hit and miss with their connection and stuff, weren't they?
The other ones that are nice, which again are not Bluetooth, but good all-round ones, but still they would cost a little bit. They were the upper end. So 150 quid mark are, who made those ones that I bought? Hang on, I'm going to pause again.
They were...
Yeah, the wired ones again were Boas and Wilkins. I think you have to make choices about exactly what you want to do. If you want Bluetooth for listening purposes without the wires and you're not going to be using the mic a lot, then by all means go with Bluetooth if music and quality of sound in terms of what you're listening to is your preference. If you want a decent microphone and to get decent sound when you're making calls,
you need wired.
Especially on things like FaceTime and Skype, then you do need wired with a mic and on the in-line remote, I would say. And then, as I said, the choice is yours, but you've got everyone's doing them. I would have thought JVC, Philips, and tend to start down the lower end, Sony possibly.
Can I just make a point about Aftershocks? Because I know that Aftershocks have been essentially
widely
talked about, but also widely marketed to the VI community, haven't they? What I'll say about Aftershocks is that Bluetooth, well, again, you're going down the same route with Bluetooth, but even with the wired versions, whereas you listen to music, what people don't realise is that the music plays through your head or whatever it does,
so
you can hear it.
But
if you can hear it, then so can everyone else around you, and that's what a lot of people don't realise until they actually buy them and take them home and then the world and their wife can can hear what you're listening to.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't personally buy them.
No, and it was a bit disconcerting having it booming through, like going through your head like that. Was a bit of a weird feeling.
And apparently,
it's like white noise, isn't it? You get that white knuckle kind of.
And it
kind of
makes your jaw. Apparently, yeah. It's more of a female thing. Who was it said to me when I was talking to someone about them? Because I was down at Site Village this year, and when we were talking to somebody about them, somebody said people in their office wore them for a day and complained that they had jaw ache.
Mm.
And somebody had said, "Oh no, it'll be fine. I can do this." You know, it's a bit like the white knuckle. You know, there's games. You can there's a game, isn't there?
It's like a pneumatic drill, or when you use anything that vibrates.
Somebody said they can wear it. Apparently, you can't wear them for more than about 4 hours, but apparently 4 hours is your limit to be able to wear them.
You start to get that feeling, slightly sick feeling. I think that's what happens.
So I wouldn't personally, and they're not cheap. They're like £80, aren't they? The aftershocks. So and I know of people who bought them at Site Village this year there that had them up for sale within days.
Yeah. Well, I mean, going back to I paid a lot really for the Bowers and Wilkins, and they look lovely, but they're not very comfortable. They're very tight on your head. Honestly speaking, the best in-ears I've ever owned are the Bose ones, which is what I was speaking to you with at first, and now we're with Sennheiser, aren't we? Just because they stay in wires, and I am one for pulling wires and stuff a little bit, you know, as I move around. The Bluetooth ones I talked about, there's a rechargeable battery, and also if they run out, the Bose ones come with a lead that you can.
I think it's kind of in ear, because he did say he wants something that can stick in his ear, one headphone in, perhaps, you know. Like I do when I'm listening to.
Well, then you really have got everything from Apple and Sony
and above.
Philips, JVC at the cheaper end of it, you know, the spectrum where Lou was talking about forgotten the name, but doesn't matter. At the one end of the market, you know, 20, 30 quid mark, right the way up to. I mean, even things like.
And I'm sure there are more above our price range that we, you know.
Bang & Olufsen do some. I know that.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that. Some of them, but they start to get a bit weird and wonderful then. Some go across your neck at the back and things like that still, and there are those kind of things. But anyway, I think you should read lots of reviews, listen to lots of conversations like this as to what other people have experienced. Decide what sound you want, really, and what you're going to be using for the most. How comfortable they need to be because of the length of time you're going to be listening to them.
If you fall asleep with them in your ear, you're going to wake up with the earache the next morning.
Yeah, because I've had headphones.
I've done
like
that.
Oh, those Bowers and Wilkins, I did that. Never again. I woke up in pain and headache and stuff. But the Bowers, I have accidentally left them in my ears before and they've been fine. Anyway, I hope. I suppose the only thing I would say is I wouldn't get in ears that actually limit or inhibit the sound too much, because I had some Sony, I don't know if they even do them anymore, but some Sony.
Do you have like this collection of headphones that you've built up?
No, go back years! I had some Sony in-ear headphones and they blocked my hearing out altogether apart from what was coming into my ears.
Noise cancelling?
No, noise cancelling is another thing, isn't it? But no, they blocked your ears to every other sound because of the way the silicon expanded into your ear, and then you could only hear what was coming through.
Ooh, how odd.
Them, and that is a bit odd. It's like someone blocking your ears. Like it was the same sensation as you putting your fingers in your ears and blocking your ears.
Hmm.
You can
do that with anyone though, because you could. Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's not so bad. No. These are they, but they were. Yeah, they were quite invasive in that sense. Noise cancelling again, a different thing where you know you have technology that I don't know how exactly it works, but it's basically using frequencies to sort of block out.
That's very clever.
Surround atmospherical sound.
I've used them on a plane, noise cancelling. They were Sennheisers, and they're about 120 quid.
Yeah, again, I had some Bose for work, bought them for 30 quid, some noise cancelling ones, and they're just not that great. I didn't like the. There's something to do with the frequencies that are being pushed out actually were affecting my ears. It made me feel a bit, ooh, what's going on? A bit.
I think it depends on where you're listening. These were on a plane.
On a plane,
so
I think it wouldn't be so bad. It was silent where I was listening to. Almost like.
But also, they were only 30 quid versus.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I have no idea what they were originally. Anyway, I hope this helps. And this has been Usher Hopkins and
Ben Randall.
For now.
Yeah. They're all mad.
They're the guide dogs. Bye.